We're in Lincoln today at the National Sales Convention of Big Iron, and we're going to talk with Mark Stock of Big Iron and Stock Realty and Auction Company. Mark, let's talk about your National Sales Conference here first of all. You've got a lot of people here.
Well, we have a great staff of people that are spread all across the central part of the United States, and we bring them in and spend some quality days together learning more about our sell process, and hopefully they can take that back to their specific geographic regions and help sellers and buyers in marketing their machinery.
So Big Iron, are you nationwide now in your coverage?
Oh yeah, we're definitely nationwide. Our strongest footprint though is still here in the central part of the United States, but we're growing fast. We have a lot of buyers obviously across the globe. Combines and tractors don't just stay across state lines anymore. They'll go across the oceans if there's a need for it. And right now there's obviously a need for combines going into Canada where they've had extra moisture and such. And so we definitely see a widespread pattern for where the machinery ends up going to.
Well, let's talk about how the drought has impacted your business, good or bad.
Well, the drought is definitely getting some machines on the market in a probably a timelier fashion. We sold a lot of combines this month from some dealerships because they knew they weren't going to have a use for them in their specific geographic areas, and they wanted them to get moved before it goes into the fall season or after harvest season. So we picked up a lot of harvesting machines. The drought is something that we just got to work with, we haven't seen a slowdown in the value of tractors. The combine market has softened probably just a little bit, because if you're only going to harvest half of your normal production, you probably don't want to upgrade into a new combine. But those people that are looking for a different combine, now is a great time to buy one, because you can get them at pretty good discounted prices.
You mentioned that maybe the demand is a little stronger to the north.
Well, we've noticed that the last sale on August 8th, where we had 48 different combines, the majority of those machines went into the Dakotas and Minnesota and into Canada. And obviously, the combines are following the rain patterns this year, and that's pretty much where the rain went.
Well, Mark, the last few years have been very good for crop farmers out there, and there's been a lot of people buying new equipment. The new equipment market has been very brisk the last few years. But you were telling me you think there's a lot of used equipment out there waiting to be sold.
Well, what has happened from our perspective, Ken, is they had real good crops, real good income, so they went out and bought new machinery and upgraded. A lot of producers, because of tax purposes, didn't trade in any of their old machines, or they didn't sell any of their old machines in the last couple years. So now what they're finding is, after they look at their inventory of machines, their sheds are full, and they have brand new stuff and some older equipment that they probably don't need sitting around their place. So I think we'll probably see quite a bit of that machinery hit the market over the next couple months. In fact, in our November and December timeframes, January, we're going to be going to more auctions per month on the BigIron.com website to help facilitate that.
Okay, so just give us a little review again of how people can get involved with Big Iron.
Well, our website is BigIron.com, and from there you can check out all of our areas that we work in. Our district managers, representatives are posted right on the website. But if you call the number or send us an email, we'll get in touch with anybody who has some machinery to sell. And, of course, if you're a buyer, we have sales two going to three and then soon going to four times a month right on the BigIron.com website on every Wednesday.
And the advantages of doing business with Big Iron?
Well, you don't have to move your machinery anywhere, and you as the owner get to represent it. So that's the way the farmers like to buy equipment, from farmer to farmer, reputation to reputation. And that's one of the great advantages of it. Instead of loading it up and hauling it to some yard, and then they have to load it up and haul it somewhere else, you might be doubling up on some miles. That's probably a huge advantage. And, of course, the tax situation now that we've got some people talking about retiring, they want to spread some of their income over a couple of years. If you have a traditional open outcry farm sale, you put all of your machinery on one day and it sells and that income is on one day. Well, with Big Iron, we've got numerous sales. We can spread that out over a couple of years, so we can sell equipment in November and December for you, and we can sell some again in January. So that's two calendar tax years, and you can even keep the tractor that you love the most, the one that you're most sentimentally attached to, it to the following year before you decide you no longer need that on your farm place anymore.